For the first time in more than 50 years, boats from Taiwan have made a direct legal voyage to mainland China and docked in the southern Chinese province of Fujian. Two tourist boats carrying about 700 people sailed from Taiwan's offshore islands of Quemoy and Matsu. Today's trips are seen as the beginning of limited direct transport and trade links between China and Taiwanese territory. Rob Gifford is the NPR reporter in China. How were these Taiwanese received in China?
The welcome was relatively low-key, actually, in China. They were welcomed by mainland officials on the dockside, both the boats in the two Chinese cities, and they were taken for banquets. But it was in real contrast to the send-off they'd got from the Taiwanese islands. The send-off there had been really quite dramatic and excited. There were dragon dances in the streets and religious icons paraded in the streets. And really, the reason for this is that the Chinese government had sent down an edict that they didn't want to hold load of publicity because they don't want to give a publicity coup to the Taiwanese president, Chen Shui-bian, whom they distrust.
How significant is this development in relations between China and Taiwan?
Well, the visits are very symbolic. Clearly, they are the first for over 50 years. But at the same time, they are quite limited. They're called the three mini links, that is, postal, transport, and trade links. And it's limited to postal and transport and trade links between these two islands only and the mainland. The three so-called big links between Taiwan proper and the mainland are not starting up yet. And in order for them to start up, it would require really quite high-level negotiations between Taipei and Beijing. Now, in order for that to happen, Taiwan has to accept that it is part of China, and that's not something that the Taiwanese are prepared to do at the moment. So, although this is very symbolic, it doesn't necessarily mean that direct links between the two are necessarily going anywhere anytime soon.
Are Taiwanese eager to travel to the mainland?
They're extremely keen to come to the mainland. The China fever that gripped Taiwan in the early 90s when they were first allowed to come to the mainland has died down a little bit, for tourists at least, that is. I think the China fever is still very hot for the businessmen. There's about $40 billion worth of Taiwanese money invested in mainland China. It's a huge market for Taiwanese goods, and of course a lot of Taiwanese businesses have set up factories here in China, where labor is so much cheaper. But at the moment, the businessmen, if they want to go from Taiwan to the mainland, they have to go through Hong Kong or Macau, which is a crazy diversion, a bit like maybe trying to get from Martha's Vineyard to Boston and having to go through Washington, D.C. and change planes.
Who's more interested in these links, China or Taiwan?
Well, I think both sides want the links, but for very different reasons. In Taiwan, it is the business lobby that's really pushing for it. But most people in Taiwan don't really want reunification just yet. And I think there's a fear that if they become too reliant and too integrated into the Chinese economy, there could be problems. And the Chinese government could potentially, say, hold them to ransom if there were any kind of hostilities break out in the Taiwan Straits. For the Chinese side, it's exactly the opposite. They feel that the more integration there is and the more direct links there are with Taiwan, the more likely reunification is in the near future.
NPR's Rob Gifford.